Yeah. This is the Hits Radio with Will Manning. It's 5 seconds of summer day. We've been wanging on about it all day. And now the moment is here. We are joined by the guys themselves. How are we all?
Well, good. You have great hair.
Are you knackered? Yeah. I have great hair.
Yes.
Seriously.
Could we be hair twins?
I think, yeah.
You have a similar hairdo.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Obviously, yours is better because you're a pop star, so.
No, no,
straight away, your hair's incredible. Welcome to the Hits Radio studio, by the way.
Thank you.
We've got Callum.
Good to be here.
We've got Luke. I know you guys are new to my life and a lot of people's lives, so we should probably do the formal introduction.
We should definitely.
So let's go across the line and get a formal introduction.
Hello, my name is Callum Thomas Hood.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's quite formal, isn't it?
I'm just going to say, hi, I'm Michael.
Hello, I'm Ashton.
Hey, I'm Luke.
And how are you guys enjoying the UK?
It's beautiful.
I love it.
Amazing.
Love it here.
It's great weather.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, we should talk about the weather. I mean, isn't it summer in Australia right now?
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. So it's what, like, how hot would it be right now in Australia?
About 1,000 degrees, usually on average.
It's as hot as the sun.
Hot as lava.
So coming here to the pouring rain.
I actually quite like the weather here, to
be honest.
It's
soothing.
I like it when I'm inside.
Yeah.
Like, if I go outside,
when you're inside, you're away from the madness.
Yeah. Yeah.
But do you get stuff like that in Australia? Does it ever get that extreme?
Water? Rain?
We're just like general massive blizzards and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're pretty extreme weather. We're extreme.
Yeah?
We're an extreme continent, yeah.
Extreme weather.
Extreme weather.
This is a very British thing, by the way, to talk about the weather.
Yeah. I've noticed, yeah.
I said the other day, I feel like we sort of sugarcoat it, like, the weather isn't that bad, but it really is pretty bad.
Yeah,
It's not great.
And when Brits have got nothing to talk about, we just like, let's just talk about the weather. That's our go-to thing. So how long have you guys been away from your homes now?
25 years today.
No, we went back for Christmas.
Yeah.
Which was good.
Spending
time with family, friends. Right. Yeah, so we went back for Christmas, but we were in LA for about a month, and then we came here.
Yeah, so probably about 2 months now since Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you guys are young, so what is it like being away from your families for that long?
I mean, it sucks sometimes, but we're like trying to, you know, make a name for ourselves, I guess, and we're trying to, you know, we all have the same dream, I guess, so it's kind of like, it's what we want to do.
We had, like, I guess we got to do what we got to do, because, like, last year as well, I think we spent more time on a bus than we did at home.
Really?
Yeah, in America, so.
Yeah, but I think it's all worth it in the end.
Oh, definitely. We're not complaining at all, we love it.
Yeah. What is your number one way of staying in contact, then? Are you Skypers, are you WhatsAppers?
I'm definitely a FaceTimer.
I'm an iMessage.
I just got into FaceTime, it's so great.
Yeah, I'm actually becoming a bit obsessed with FaceTime myself as well. Right, guys, let's talk to you a bit more in a bit. If you want to get involved on Twitter, it's #5SOSDay. Tuesday home time, this is the Hits Radio with Will Manning. 5 seconds of summer day, everybody, and the boys are here with me right now. I do want to talk about British food.
Let's dive in deep.
Have you guys got a problem with British food?
No.
Not really, I mean...
I swear I saw something online where you were, like, completely slagging off our food. What's going on?
No, we had to eat all these, like, weird things that apparently English people eat.
We had a picnic.
You had a picnic.
A picnic.
they forced us to try pickled onions.
No, they didn't force me. I was like, hell yeah, I'll get that pickled onion.
And how did they go down?
Awfully.
Well, I don't think they did.
I discovered if you lick a pickled onion, it tastes better. It tastes better.
I personally love pickled onions. It's one of my favourite things to have in a sandwich.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, what other things are you trying then that you really weren't
fans of? We had these, like a bag of Mr. Porkies.
Oh, they were delicious.
They were awful.
Were they pork scratchings?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those.
No.
But there was Scotch eggs, and I like them.
I've never tried a Scotch egg.
No. You have to get on that hype. Scotch egg hype.
The thing in the packet thing?
The crab sticks.
Yeah, crab sticks. Oh.
Are they British?
Apparently so.
Yeah.
I have them in Australia.
I think someone's been lying to you, to be honest.
They were a little rubbery.
They just wanted us to try crabs.
Yeah, they're just like force-feeding you food for the sake of it. What was in the picnic then? Because that is a very, very British thing to do. You know, take a rug, take a little basket with some food in on a nice day
out. In the nice weather.
Yeah, well, you obviously wouldn't do it now, but in the summer, there's a nice thing to do.
Bask in the sunshine.
What was in this basket?
There was assorted goods, really. I mean, there was pickled onions. Pickled onions.
More pickled onions. It was a day out with the pickled onions.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I want to put some UK scenarios to you in a bit. We'll play a song and then we'll do some UK scenarios, okay?
Love songs.
Cool. What songs are we playing?
Well, what song do you want to hear? What's your favourite song right now?
Oh, right now is Happy by Pharrell.
No, I want you to play our song.
We'll play your song after. Let's play
it twice.
Let's play Pharrell Happy, and then we'll be back with 5 seconds of summer after this.
Cool.
It's Pharrell and Happy on the Hits Radio. This is Will Manning, joined by the biggest band around right now. By the way, I got told off.
Hardly.
I got told off for calling you a boy band.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh my god. Do you guys mind that?
Dude, we've released one song. It's like we don't expect people to know exactly what we are straight away. We're young. Fine. We're boys. That's we expected
we
it.
We get it.
And you're boys, and you are in a band, so surely that makes you...
Anyway, yeah. We like to call ourselves a man band.
Okay, a man band.
One day. We can't grow big enough beards for that, so we're working on
it. We're not exactly mans.
So I'm joined by man band, 5 Seconds of Summer.
Man band.
Yeah. So I want to put some UK scenarios to you guys. Obviously, you've been in the UK for quite a while now. You're doing a tour here.
Yes.
So I want to just see how you'd react in different British situations.
Fire away.
You up for this?
Yep. Fire away, yeah.
Okay, you're in a boat.
Oh.
The weather is horrific. It's stormy, it's rainy, it's windy.
Oh, gosh.
You are on with Harry Styles from One Direction.
Good lad.
Yeah. Harry from Little Mix. Do you know, you were over Little Mix?
Yeah, we're aware.
Perry from Little Mix, and it doesn't get more British than Adele.
Oh,
so you're on a boat with those three guys.
What a gorgeous woman.
And you guys as well.
Lovely.
How did that happen?
What are we partying?
Are
we fishing?
Let's just say you're having a party. You're having a party on a boat.
But there's only eight of us.
Do we have fishing caps?
You don't, if you want.
So what's the situation? What do we do now?
So the situation is, the boat is too heavy.
Oh,
right?
No.
So you have to get rid of one of these celebrities.
Harry, get
Callum.
Off.
Callum, get off.
You cannot pick.
Get off my boat.
You cannot pick a member of your own band. You can't pick a member of your own band. Who are you chucking overboard?
How is this a British situation? This happens all the time in Britain,
this is exactly what happens when you come to the UK. You go on a boat and you have to chuck someone off. It happens all the time.
I think Harry would be a great swimmer.
Do Adele and Harry go boating often or...?
Yeah, all the time. It's weekend hobby, yeah.
That's beautiful.
So who are we getting rid of? Perry, Adele, or Harry?
We're going to keep Perry on.
No, you got to keep Perry on.
Keep
the women.
You can't throw pretty girls off a boat.
It's Harry. Harry's gone.
Harry Styles, see you later, mate. Sorry. I think you're right. He probably is quite a good swimmer.
Yeah, he could keep up with the boat.
He's an athletic lad.
He's got the muscles. It's all funny.
Yeah, he'd understand.
Now, this is a proper British thing.
He'd get it.
You are invited by the Queen for lunch at Buckingham Palace.
Oh, splendid.
The Queen's house. Oh.
She texted me the other day, actually.
Oh, she did?
The real-life Queen?
Hey, girl.
Send me an eggplant emoji.
The butler is offering you... Obviously, you've got a butler because you're at Buckingham Palace. He offers you haggis. Are we aware of haggis?
Haggis.
Exactly that. So he offers you haggis, fish and chips, or a black pudding.
Oh, beautiful.
What do you take?
Fish and chips.
Take the haggis, boys.
No!
Why do you always do that?
Is that an English-Scottish test right there to see if we're favouring a country?
Exactly
what
that.
What was the third one?
It was haggis, fish and chips, or black pudding.
Did I say the wrong
black
thing?
Black pudding, what is that?
Is it pig's blood?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Pig's guts.
Definitely not that one.
Pig's guts, not pig's guts.
Fish and chips.
Oh, black pudding.
Fish and chips.
Oh, God, fish and chips.
If you take fish and chips, you are officially a Brit.
Haggis is like minced up sausage, really, isn't it?
So we're saying fish and chips.
I think the band has decided on fish and chips, yes.
You've picked the right one. Let's get another one of your favourite songs on right now. Who's going to pick the next one?
What's your favourite song at the moment?
Should we play Foxes and Let Go for Tonight?
I guess, I'd like to dance.
Okay.
Yeah, I can dance.
I can get down with that.
Okay, let's get it on. This is Foxes on the Hits Radio. Will.i.am, Justin Bieber, hashtag that power on your Tuesday afternoon across the UK. This is the Hits Radio with Will Manning celebrating 5 Seconds of Summer Day. Hashtag 5SOS Day on Twitter right now if you're involved. The boys are with me right now.
Yeah.
You guys are going out on tour, on a UK tour. I've got it in front of me, Sheffield, Manchester, Oxford, Birmingham, London, Norwich, and Glasgow.
Lads on tour.
That is officially lads on tour. What is on your rider? What are the must-have things?
A fresh puppy.
A fresh puppy.
We get a fresh puppy.
Oh, so nothing too demanding then.
No,
we're pretty easy going.
A dolphin.
We usually get a. Let's see. No, we don't get that.
We actually get bobby pins.
Bring a whale. Yeah.
What's a bobby pin then?
Bobby pin. Oh, what do you call them? You call them Kirby grips.
What? What's that?
That's made it even more confusing.
No, well, do you know what a bobby pin is?
No, can you explain?
Like, the things that you put in your hair.
You put in your hair to, like, girls.
But oh, like a hairband.
But we don't use them. No. They're metal. They're small metal pins.
Okay, so these are pinning your hair back.
We don't actually use them in our hair, though, because we roll up our sleeves.
They come down when you're jumping, so you, like...
So they're holding your sleeves up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's resourceful, right?
They're
efficient.
They're two of the most random things I've ever... Most people say, some beers or something.
Oh, we have chocolate milk, yeah.
Chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk, that's right.
We should probably talk about your song. She looks so perfect.
Yes, we'd love to.
Every time I play it on the Hits Radio, our Twitter feed goes absolutely crazy.
Oh, awesome.
Is this a song that you guys have been sleeping on for a while? Is this a new song in your life?
Yeah, we wrote it a little while ago when we were in America, and we've sort of held on to it. We recorded it as a band, and we wrote it as a band, and it's really cool to sort of finally get it out there because it's sort of distinguishes.
Yeah, we've had it for a couple of months, haven't we?
Yeah, we've had it for a few months. It's been hard to keep it secret, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely.
It's such a big song as well. What's it like to play live? I imagine it's a fun one to play out.
We haven't actually played that live.
That's why people have to come to the UK tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's going to be the first time?
Yeah. We haven't had any shows like since we released it. So.
Oh, incredible stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Wow. All right. And I just want to know, obviously it's about girls. Did you guys have a girl in mind when you were, you know, sort of getting this song together? When you sing it, do you think of someone special?
I had you in mind. I was thinking of you.
Me and my quiff, yeah?
That's a great quiff.
Twins.
No, not really. We sort of, the song's sort of about, like, it's kind of cheesy, but, like, loving someone for what body shape, size, who they are. Like, it's that whole thing, you know? It's not, like, about a certain girl. It's supposed to be, like, you can connect with it.
Should we play it?
Go ahead.
Yes! Finally, your dreams are coming true.
Yay!
Have you got like a pop starry boy bandy way of like harmonising an introduction to your song?
We definitely do not.
You need to nail that. You need to nail that down.
Yeah, g'day.
it's a complete free
fall. 5 seconds, I'm out with She Looks So Perfect.
That's beautiful.
Australia.
P.S.
Australia.
Dingo.
Guys, thank you so much.
Thanks, thank you.
Nice one.